Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I'm so glad you're here today. I want to talk with you about something that breaks my heart a little bit, but also fills me with hope, because I know we can help together. If your child has been struggling with learning, if school has become a place of tears instead of joy, if you've watched your bright, curious little ones start to shut down and say things like, "I can't do it," or "I'm just not smart," I want you to know something really important. You are not alone. Your child is not broken, and there is so much we can do to help. The Magic Book and I have been learning about something that happens when children face challenges that feel too big, too overwhelming, too scary. It's called academic shutdown, and it's actually your child's heart trying to protect itself. Let me explain what I mean. When children ages 6 and 7 encounter learning situations that feel overwhelming, when the work moves faster than they can process, when they've experienced failure or frustration over and over, something happens in their beautiful little hearts. They start to believe that trying won't help, that no matter what they do, they'll fail anyway. So they stop trying. Not because they're lazy, not because they don't care, but because their heart is saying, "This hurts too much. I need to protect myself." Experts call this learned helplessness, and here's what the research shows us. When children experience repeated academic challenges, especially if those challenges aren't met with patience and understanding, they can develop this protective shutdown. It's not defiance, my friend, it's self-preservation. Jenna Gyangmyers, an expert in curriculum and child development, teaches us something beautiful. She says, the antidote to learned helplessness is realistic optimism. If children can learn helplessness, they can learn realistic optimism. Isn't that wonderful? It means this isn't permanent. It means we can help our children find their way back to hope. The research from organizations like the National Association for the Education of Young Children shows us that children who are mentally healthy, who feel supported and understood, tend to be happier, show greater motivation to learn, and have a more positive attitude toward school. So our job isn't to push harder or demand more. Our job is to create safety, to rebuild confidence one tiny step at a time, to show our children that learning can feel good again. Here's what the Magic Book taught me about helping children who have shut down. First, we need to understand what's happening in their hearts. When your child says, "I can't do this," what they're really saying is, "I'm scared. I've tried before and it hurt. I don't want to feel that pain again." They're not giving up on learning. They're protecting their tender hearts from more disappointment. Second, we need to break everything down into the smallest possible steps. Not because our children aren't capable, but because right now, they need to experience success. They need to feel what it's like to try something and have it work. Even if that something is tiny, even if it's just writing one letter or reading one word or solving one simple problem, success builds on success, my friend. We start small and we celebrate every single step. Third, we praise the effort, not the outcome. Instead of saying, "You're so smart," we say, "I saw how hard you tried. I noticed you didn't give up. I'm proud of the effort you put in." This is so important because it teaches children that success comes from trying, from persisting, from working through challenges, not from some magical ability they either have or don't have. Fourth, we normalize struggle. We share stories of famous inventors and scientists who failed hundreds of times before they succeeded. We talk about how learning is supposed to feel hard sometimes because that's how our brains grow. We celebrate mistakes as proof that we're learning. The Magic Book reminds us that every great discovery started with someone not knowing how to do something. And fifth, we bring in gentle helpers. Stories, my friend, are such powerful tools for healing. When children see characters facing challenges, making mistakes, feeling discouraged, and then finding their way through, it gives them hope. It shows them they're not alone. It teaches them that setbacks are part of every learning journey. There's a story in the Book of Inara that I think might help. It's called The Comfort Keepers of Meadowbrook Farm, and it's about Rumi and Freya, two friends who face a big disappointment. Their plans change unexpectedly, and they feel sad and frustrated. But then something beautiful happens. The gentle animals at Meadowbrook Farm teach them that disappointment can lead to wonderful discoveries, that healing happens through patience and small steps, that setbacks don't define who we are. When you read this story with your child, you can talk about how sometimes when things feel hard or disappointing, taking small, gentle steps, like petting soft animals or trying something new in a safe way, can help us feel better and discover strengths we didn't know we had. The story doesn't fix everything, but it opens a door for conversation. It gives your child language for their feelings. It shows them they're not alone in struggling. Here are some practical things you can try starting today. First, create a homework routine that feels safe and manageable. Maybe it's just 10 minutes at first. Maybe you sit right next to your child, offering quiet support. Maybe you use a timer so they know exactly when it will end. The goal isn't to get through all the homework. The goal is to rebuild the feeling that learning can be okay. Second, celebrate tiny wins. Did your child pick up the pencil? Celebrate it. Did they try one problem? Celebrate it. Did they stay at the table for 5 minutes without shutting down? Celebrate it. We're rebuilding their belief that they can do hard things, and that happens one small success at a time. Third, work with your child's teacher. Share what you're seeing at home. Ask if they can break assignments into smaller chunks. Ask if your child can have extra time or a quiet space to work. Most teachers want to help, they just need to know what's happening. Fourth, consider whether there might be underlying learning differences that need support. Sometimes children shut down because they're working twice as hard as their peers just to keep up. If you suspect this might be the case, talk to your pediatrician or your school about an evaluation. There's no shame in getting help. There's only love and support. And fifth, take care of your own heart, my friend. Watching your child struggle is one of the hardest things a parent can experience. You might feel frustrated, scared, guilty, or heartbroken. All of those feelings are valid. Reach out for support. Talk to other parents. Consider counseling if you need it. You can't pour from an empty cup, and your child needs you to be okay too. The magic book whispers this truth to me. Every child is born with curiosity and wonder. Every child wants to learn and grow. When a child shuts down, it's not because that curiosity is gone. It's because it's been buried under fear and disappointment. Our job is to gently, patiently, lovingly dig it back out. One small moment at a time. One tiny success at a time. One story at a time. Your child is not broken. Your child is not lazy. Your child is not giving up. Your child is scared, and they need you to be their safe place while they find their courage again. And you can do this, my friend. I know you can. Because you're here, learning, trying, seeking help. That's what love looks like. The Book of Inara is filled with stories that can help on this journey. Stories about facing fears, about trying again after failure, about discovering inner strength, about the power of patience and gentle support. These stories won't solve everything, but they can be companions on the path. They can show your child that they're not alone, that struggle is part of every hero's journey, that there's always hope. So tonight, maybe curl up with your child and read The Comfort Keepers of Meadowbrook Farm together. Talk about times when you felt disappointed or overwhelmed. Share how you got through it. Listen to what your child has to say. And remember, healing doesn't happen all at once. It happens in small, gentle moments of connection and understanding. You're doing beautifully, my friend. Your child is lucky to have you. And the magic book and I are always here, cheering you on, believing in you both. With love and starlight, Inara.